Okay, our friends. So we are getting closer and closer and closer to Christmas. And if you're excited about it, so are we. And if you're just in general excited, guess what? So are we. Today's story is about that, about being excited to be at home for Christmas. So here it is. It's called Home for Christmas. It was written by Jan Brett. And we love her. We've done several of her stories before. And the thing that you have to look for in a Jan Brett book is the art. Because she pours her heart into it. And it's always beautiful, breathtaking things. So friends, I'll put the link for this book on my Amazon Affiliates page. If you don't have a copy of this book, you've got to check it out. Because half of the fun of a Jan Brett book is looking at the art. But nevertheless, we also love her storytelling. So let's get to it, shall we? Yes, today's story is read by Mommy and
I know. Piggy, why do we have to carry you around all the time? Because I'm the brains of the squad.
Wow.
Piggy, I'm hungry. Can we take a break?
No! We need to get out of this place so I can think of another plan.
But Piggy, I'm hungry.
Piggy, can we get some cupcakes?
No, we cannot get cupcakes!
Whoa. Okay, I feel like I'm talking to more than one person here. Are we multiple characters? Is that what we are?
Well, I am Piggy, leader of the Fleas. An acronym for Fuzzy Little Evil Animal Squad.
Oh.
But Piggy, I'm not little.
And I'm not fuzzy. Yes, I know. I'm readily aware that you, Bub, are a crocodile. And you, Crunky, are, in fact, a gorilla. I am aware of that. Can we just get out of this place?
Okay, so you're three different animals. But you are all together fleas? Did I catch that correctly?
No.
You're not fleas.
We are.
You just call yourselves.
The Fleas.
The.
An acronym.
Ah.
The Fleas.
Mm-hmm.
An acronym for Fuzzy Little Evil Animal Squad.
Amazing. That's so much. I love it, though. I love it! Do you suppose you could stop being evil long enough to hear a story about Christmas? I mean, think about it. Talk amongst yourselves and let me know.
Piggy, I want to hear the story.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I'm the leader of the squad, so I pick!
Please, Piggy, please, 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 please.
Okay, fine. Just for a few minutes.
Okay, whew. All right, so now we've been given permission to read. Let's get right down to it. Mommy and the Fleas. Yes? Which is a pig, crocodile, and a gorilla?
Affirmative.
Affirmative. Which means yes. All right, here we go. Rollo was a wild troll. A very wild troll, always racing off, his scruffy troll tail bouncing around behind him. Troll tails will drop off one day, but only if a troll is kind, helpful, and does his chores. Now, Rollo's little sister had lost hers not long ago, but Rollo didn't care one bit. He just did whatever he wanted. Rollo never made his bed for Mama Troll. He never chopped wood for Papa Troll. And he never helped little sister collect eggs. One morning, when they all asked for his help, Rollo had had enough.
No, no, no!
He whooped and he grabbed his rucksack and leaped over their heads and ran off towards the mountains. Mama Troll looked at Papa Troll and shook her head sadly. The chances of Rollo losing his tail are mighty slim, she said. Rollo walked along getting hungry and tired. What? Where would he spend the night? He spied an owl's nest up in a tree.
Hurrah!
Rollo shouted,
It's up this tree for me.
He climbed up and snuggled down among the owlets as Mother Owl looked on. And when the little birds opened their mouths wide, Rollo opened his too.
Yum! Free food!
He thought. Sleepy and full, he dozed off, tucked under Mother Owl's warm, fluffy feathers.
No bed to make here,
he mumbled. But this lazy life didn't last long. The owlets grew fast, and the nest got crowded, and they spent hours flapping their wings until the day came for the owlets to fly. Mother Owl glared at Rollo, but he didn't move, so she bumped him out of the nest.
Can't you see I don't have wings?
Rollo screeched. Rollo shook the feathers out of his hair and strode through the forest, leaping and chasing field mice as he went. He hadn't gone far when he spotted Mother Bear, watching her two cubs rolling around and roughhousing in the grass. Rollo dove in, cuffing the cubs and tickling their noses. Mother Bear didn't care. Now she had three naughty creatures to watch over instead of two. That night, Rollo followed the bears into their mossy cave and fell asleep, curled up with the bear cubs, mumbling,
"No wood to cut here."
As the days passed, it got harder for Rollo to keep up with the bears. They had tough paws and sharp claws to help them scramble over rocks and climb trees looking for food. And then at the end of summer, Mother Bear spotted a hive. She opened it up with a big swipe of her paw, and delicious honey gushed out. It had been a long time since Rollo had tasted anything so sweet. They shoved the baby bears aside. Big mistake. The angry bees aimed their stingers at him. And unlike the bear, who has all that fur to cover him, right? Does Rollo have any fur to cover him? Nope. Rollo threw himself into a nearby pool and dove under the water. Rollo floated up, the taste of honey still in his mouth.
Oh, I wish I had some of little sister's sweet nose bread cookies, he thought. Maybe I should go home.
But he saw a gang of otters playing in a waterfall.
Wait for me,
he cried as he scrambled out and threw off his wet clothes and dove in to slide down the waterfall.
This is the life for me,
he thinks. But one morning, Rollo awoke to find a thin skim of ice on the pond. The otters didn't give it any mind, but Rollo could not stop shivering. He put on his clothes, stuffed his boots with moss, waved goodbye, and went on his way. It was snowing when Rollo met up with a new friend who was as wild as he was. Lynx liked to play pounce and hide-and-seek, and so did Rollo. While they were romping in the snow, little sister was at home feeding his hedgehog.
Rollo may be gone for now, she said, but we miss him every day.
It got colder and colder. The lingonberries froze, and food was harder to find. And one afternoon, Rollo felt Lynx's eyes staring at him in a hungry way. Uh-oh. It was time to move on. Otherwise, he was going to become Lynx dinner, wasn't he? The drifts got deeper. Rollo's nose was turning blue when he noticed moose tracks, big and little. He followed them up the mountains to a meadow where he saw Father Moose, Mother Moose, and their calf standing in the snow.
Hi-oh!
He called and pranced over to them. Rollo made friends right away.
What did he say?
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
It's a troll greeting. Very common.
Okay, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. Io?
Rollo made friends right away. He found berries and lichen under the snow where Father Moose had scraped away the ice with his hooves. He ate and ate while the moose calf drank some warm milk from Mother Moose. Rollo spent the night with the moose family, and the next morning he was so happy to be with them that he jumped up expecting to get a big hug from Mother Moose, just the way his mother hugged him at home. But Mother Moose was not used to a cold, pointy troll nose pushing into her soft, warm nose. She tossed her head and galloped off, leaving Rollo sprawled in the snow. That night, Rollo was riding along Father Moose's antlers when the antlers began to sway. "Oh, no," Rollo shouted, holding on tight. "Winter is when the moose shed their antlers." And he found himself tumbling down, landing in a snowdrift. He was brushing snow out of his eyes when he smelled the smoke from a wood fire.
"That's coming from my house,"
he imagined, the warm fire inside, the good food, and his soft bed. Most of all, he remembered Mama and Papa's hugs and little sister laughing at his jokes. He began to sniffle and cry. As Rollo's sobs got louder, the antler began to rock back and forth on the slippery snow. It started sliding down the mountain faster and faster, bouncing over icy boulders and skipping across frozen rivers. It was an antler toboggan. Rollo spotted his little house down in the valley, and his sobs turned into whoops of joy. Rollo's family was on their way home with their Christmas tree when they heard whoops echoing down the mountain. They knew in an instant that Rollo had come home. They rushed to meet him as fast as they could. On Christmas Eve, the troll family gathered to light the holiday candles, and Mama and Papa and little sister looked around proudly at the beds Rollo had made, and the wood that he had chopped, and the cookies little sister had baked with the eggs he had gathered. Papa Troll grinned as Rollo leaned forward to light a candle.
"Have you lost something, Rollo?"
he asked. Rollo just smiled.
"I'm home for Christmas,"
he caroled.
"For the best Christmas ever,"
little sister sang, and the cat just purred. He had a new toy. And after the feast, the troll family sat by the fire, home for Christmas.
Wait, what new cat? What cat?
It looks like the tail of something. What was it? The tail of...
It was his tail.
Yeah. The troll boy, he lost his tail because he did the kind thing, didn't he? And so the cat said, "I'll take that old tail since you don't need it anymore, and I'll make it mine." And after the feast, the troll family sat by the fire, home for Christmas, all together singing and telling stories far into the night. And what a wonderful ending, because after all, being with your family is so wonderful at Christmas time and for all times. And it's also nice that you get to be with your family because you're doing kind things and helping them, right? And that, our dear friends, is... You want to say it with me?
The end.
The end?
Yeah, the end.
The end?
Oh, come on, guys! Let's just get out of here!
And a very impatient...
Oh, come on, Piggy! Say it! Say it!
I
Okay, fine. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.